Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on the Michael Van Tool Show.
Hey there.
Hey, Bishop Cathy.
All right.
Hey.
Can you all hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, great. Sorry, we're just having some technical difficulties loading up this morning. How is everybody this morning?
Good. How are you?
Great. Thanks for joining us. This is the Michael Van Tool Show. We'll get it together here. We live Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. The Sunday morning team is here. Sounds like let's go down the list here. Let's see. First, Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. Shout out to Missionary. And good morning, Detroit.
Great. Of course, Kimberly.
We're going to have to get him a better internet.
Exactly.
How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Bishop Cathy?
I'm blessed.
Amen. Amen. Hey, I need a favor. I don't know. Michael was on earlier, but that's all I could hear.
Okay.
Can you do the weather for me next week? I'm going to be out of town.
I sure will.
I appreciate it. I know you love to do it when I'm not here.
Teamwork make the dream work, and I love it.
Amen.
That's the only time I can sound like a meteorologist and get away with it.
It's all right.
Yeah. But you do a great job at it, I tell you.
Well, thank you. You know, it helps when the actual people actually write everything out. All you have to do is read it. It makes the job that much easier.
I go right on front school and get the whole line, and there it is right there. Make no mistake about it. So
exactly.
They call in and say something was wrong, I could always refer them to the Fox 2.
That's right.
You saw that post that I did when I was, and I noticed that you commented on a lot of my, like it or whatever, right? And I appreciate your support because that's a good post. Because a lot of people don't know that when we sit up and we constantly try to find fault in someone else, we don't even look at the fact that all the fault that we have had in our own self. And that post that I had made was, you got a lot of viewers too. I walked away from you because you were too busy trying to find fault in me while I was overlooking yours.
That's right.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. We don't know how to give grace to each other. We all make mistakes. We all fall.
Ain't no doubt.
Not one of us is Jesus.
Ain't no doubt. Bobby McKirkland said it best. We fall down, but we get back up.
That's a saint
is not a sinner who fell down but couldn't get up and just stayed there.
All right. Can you guys hear me again?
Yes.
We can hear you, but Michael,
all
you're
right.
breaking up.
Okay. I'm having some real big problems this morning. I'm going to try to keep going. If I drop off, I think you guys, maybe it's God's trying to tell me something. You guys got to do it today, but excuse me. All right. Well, thank you for getting up with us this morning. My name's Mike Van Tool. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you in part by The Warrior Lord, John Hawkins, produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Humphrey. Missionary Hattie Humphrey is going to be on with us in about 20 minutes. A new edition of this show is broadcast every Sunday at 9 a.m. And the Sunday morning team is here, as I said. Henrietta Ivy with us yet?
I don't think so.
Okay,
Henrietta.
All right. Alan, Stephen, Kathy, International Police and Fire and Chaplains Association. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning. God bless you. I declare and decree that that static is going to stop. Amen. And we can move forward. Amen. Shout out to you, Sister Kimberly, for being on today. Amen. Shout out to the other team members that want to be on but haven't gotten on as of yet. Amen. And shout out to the missionary who will be on here. Good morning to you, Detroit.
Amen.
That's right. That's right. All right. Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, prophetess, minister, songstress, our devotional leader. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning to our amazing team, and good morning to our listening audience.
Chaplain, you're right. I am not going to let anything stop me this morning. I am not going to give up. I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight.
That's
on
right.
Because you know what? Something good must be going to happen this morning because.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, I said yes, and he cut off. Jesus Christ. I need some help
Father,
on here already.
Right. Father, help us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
But isn't that just like our lives? We encounter difficulties, and you got two types of people when we encounter difficulties. So you have the one person that gives up. Right?
Yeah.
And then you have the other person
yes.
that says, you know what? I know I'm facing a challenge right now, but I'm going to pace myself and I'm going to keep pushing no matter what it is that
that's
I'm facing.
Right.
So today,
right.
Michael Van Tool is facing some technical difficulties, but
yeah.
he is determined to keep pushing. And that's how we have to be. If you want to accomplish anything in life, you got to keep pushing.
Well, you got some help on here today. You got plenty
yeah.
help.
Yeah,
that's
so
right.
we've a lot to go, and I'm hoping that Henrietta jump on soon. We had a conversation yesterday, and we just was talking about so many things that are going on, and so but I know she's busy. Let me keep moving on. Just give you, we're gonna have news, weather. More information this morning. Of course, Missionary Humphrey's coming up in a few minutes, too. I'm going to go straight into news. And as the morning gets better, as things go smoother, they will. As Western nations meet in Germany for the G7 summit, Russia is targeting the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv with a series of missile attacks early this morning. The U.S. President Joe Biden is in Germany, called the attack more Russian barbarism. A Sterling Heights lottery club has won the $1 million Powerball prize. The ticket was purchased in February at a Meijer store on Van Dyke in Sterling Heights. The famed Detroit City Council has delayed the vote on the $60 million tax break for the 80-story Hudson's Tower after getting an earful from Detroit residents voicing strong opposition to an additional $60 million tax break for Dan Gilbert's downtown Detroit development. The Detroit City Council has delayed the second time a vote on the project, which would create Michigan's second tallest building. Gilbert's real estate firm Bedrock says the tax abatement is a critical component in its financing for the downtown Detroit office, retail, and condo project, expected to cost $990.
He dropped again.
I think so. Just like Christy said, we have difficulties in life.
Yeah, I wish I could pick up where he left off with that damn Gilbert thing, but I think I'm going to leave that alone. That's a little hot. That's a hotty-totty.
It is a little hot. And I know that I thought people were saying, we want affordable housing. And I think part of the problem is the economy is starting to slow down a little bit. People are struggling. Although there are jobs available on every corner, there are other issues that may be preventing people from seeking employment. And we have a housing issue in our city, and we have all these blighted properties, yet we have all these homeless people. How do we put the two of them together where they can access these properties? Maybe you give people an opportunity to give them a house that's, you know, not so terrible that they can't fix it themselves, but where they can fix it and have a home. And maybe they get a tax abatement where they don't pay taxes for the first 5 years. I'm just throwing out a number so that they can get themselves on their feet. I mean, there has to be some creative ways that we can help average, ordinary people instead of just billionaires. Because what a lot of people are saying, all we hear about is what the billionaires are getting and not the average, ordinary citizen.
Well, I think one of the main issues is the numbers. Especially in the city of Detroit. And that's what I noticed, too, that a lot of the running politicians, those that are running, they need to start walking. But those that are running.
Can you guys hear me? Am I back again?
Yes.
You're back.
You're back again.
Welcome back.
Okay. All right. Sorry about that.
Persevere, Michael. Persevere.
Yes. I could hear you guys, and I heard you, Chaplain, trying not to make a comment about the Hudson's Tower.
Right. I'm gonna run from that. This is the only time you're gonna hear me running from that. And that, you know, however, maybe if I can add this though, Mike, the numbers. Detroit need to stop trying to live off of a 2 million population budget. And accept
yes.
the fact that our population is under 600 and maybe 70-something thousand. So there is going to be abandoned schools. So what I need to hear even politicians say, what are you going to do that's going to encourage people to come back to the city of Detroit and therefore the economy can get back to a position where everybody can get some help? I wish I had my help on here.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, you are. You're so right. $60 million is a lot of money. It's a lot of money. But, okay, I don't want to take away from Kimberly's time. Go ahead, Kimberly.
Are we doing our news story now?
Yes,
is
go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. So I do have a feel-good story that brightened my heart when I read it. So good morning, everyone. There was a woman who was about to be evicted, and she was saved by neighbors who bought the home for her. After being threatened with eviction, a retiree was able to buy the house she had rented for 2 decades after $250,000 was raised by the community on her behalf. Known for her having a heart of gold and a pair of green thumbs, Linda Taylor was a beloved neighbor in her Minneapolis community. After arriving in the area 19 years ago as a volunteer to help the homeless in need, she began renting a small house on 10th Avenue and East 36th Street in the Powderhorn Park District. There, the 70-year-old retiree became a bright star in the neighborhood. It seemed, though, that bright star would be severely darkened, perhaps permanently, when her landlord decided to sell the property and gave her until the end of January to evict. Word got around the tight community, and after she told one neighbor, the greater part of Powderhorn rallied around her, striking a deal with the landlord that he would give Miss Linda until the end of June. They would raise the money to buy the house. There was no one-size-fits-all approach to the fundraising effort. Inflation is at a 40-year high, driven by previous monetary inflation, reaching broader sectors of the economy, while gas has crossed the national average of $5 a gallon. Yet even in such difficult times, folks were able to open their heart, mind, and wallet to make the project a reality. It involved an art show, a bake sale, pro bono work by a real estate agent, countless small donations, and other community fund drives to come up with the dough, which they did a full month ahead of the June 30th deadline. Yesterday, I went and did the closing for the house, Taylor said. It makes me feel so good to know that everything that I have given is coming back to me, and I want to give. I love this neighborhood. I thought that was a phenomenal story that people rallied around her. And, of course, I have a scripture for us. Philippians 2 and 4, instead of each person watching out for their own good, watch out for what is better for others.
Very nice. Very nice. A real feel-good story. Great. Thank you. Thank you for that. Evangelist?
Oh, my goodness. this is the first time I'm like, oh my, what do I say after that?
Well, you mean she got you?
Oh,
Lord,
now she sees how it feels, huh?
Wow.
That is an absolutely amazing story. It reminds me of sowing and reaping. And oftentimes there are people that expect a harvest out of a place that they've never sown.
Mm-hmm.
But when you sow into good ground, when you give out of your heart, you'll never be left alone, left without. I mean, there are some people, you know, there's the exceptions to the rule, but it totally reminds me of sowing and reaping. And when you sow well, when you sow from your heart, when you give, the Lord will give it back to you. We talk about it in terms of tithes and offering a lot of time, but the principle applies in other areas. I have to just piggyback off of Kim. I can't go anywhere else. There's another thought that was in my mind, but the principle applies everywhere in our lives. When you sow, you shall receive a return. When the farmer sows, he takes the seeds. I don't know where we get these seedless fruits from, because I'm trying to figure out how they're growing the seedless fruits, because it takes a seed to be planted.
I always wondered about that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a seed to be planted in the earth in order for you to receive a harvest. And you can almost guarantee when you plant the seeds correctly and when you plant the seeds in the right time, when the harvest comes around, you can expect oranges, apples, you can expect grapes, you can expect pumpkins and watermelons and cabbage and greens. You can expect all of that when you sow. So I just like to take her story today and encourage somebody, when you have the opportunity, give, and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. When you are sifting flour, you press it down, you shake it, it makes room for more. When I'm folding my laundry, okay, I press it down, and I make room for more. So you shall receive. Press down to make room for more. Shaken together, that makes space for even more. And then it's going to still run over. So remember today, in every day of your life, to give, and it shall be given unto you. Thank you for that story, Kim.
You're
welcome. Thanks for that message.
You know, Evangelist, you're going to start something this morning here. You know, when we see all these giant fruits and vegetables, a lot of it's not natural. Every once in a while, you might get a giant tomato or something like this, but this stuff, this seedless stuff, you know, they're talking about making chickens with 8 legs and 4 mm-hmm. wings, so that because Americans eat so much chicken that they want to genetically engineer chickens to have extra legs and wings.
I believe mm-hmm. they're already doing something to the chicken breasts because they're so large. You can see the holes in them where something has been injected.
You know, I just wonder sometimes where all these chicken legs and wings come from for all these restaurants all over the country. I'm worried now they might already have started it myself. I think they might have because, you know, you're trying to think about all this, where all this shrimp comes from, you know. Everybody's got shrimp fried rice. I'm just saying, it's a lot of food out here, and we eat a lot of food. Americans eat, but we also throw away a lot and waste a lot too. But a lot of this, I'm wondering, have they already started some of this genetically engineered? I know they have. I know the answer. I know they have. Yes. Chaplain Kathy, bail us out here. Say something that's contrary to that. Say it ain't true.
Amen. And I'm so glad that the seats ain't too hot today. Amen. I ain't got to sit in no hot seat. After these two women of God, man, because these two women.
I know they let you. They let you off easy this morning.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. But I want to switch the dynamic just a quick second. And I heard at work, the other day, it was a confrontation between one of the other guards and a customer. And the guard somewhat put his hands together as if he was praying in a praying way. The customer said to him, man, I don't care if you're praying. And I tell you something, that really hardened my heart. The devil is busy.
Yes,
the
he
devil
is.
Is busy.
Mm-hmm.
And I want everyone to know, when you get in your mind in the middle of a conflict, and you tell another person that you don't even care if they're praying at that particular moment, man, the devil is moving in the minds of these young folk. And
That's right. It
is our duty to do and say things that turn their minds in a direction where they can see God, no matter what it is that they're going through. Don't you come up talking about you having technical difficulty and you can't hear me, Mike, because I don't know if you can repeat all this.
I just blanked out. I didn't hear anything you just said, Chaplain.
You didn't? Hey, now, well, here, I'm going to encourage you to go back and do the replay. I'm going to encourage you to go back and do the devil's busy in the mind of these young folks. And we have to pray that God will give us the initiative to be able to stay and do things that's going to help them see God for who God is. Amen. They need to see God for who God is, and God is the reason why we have gotten this far through it all, through COVID. Through it all, God is the reason why we are still here. So I just want us to just be mindful that we ask God to help these young folk. Because when that brother said that to that man, I tell you, it really tore my heart, because I never heard nobody say that to another person. I don't care if you're praying. I never heard that. And I know it was a devil straight from the pit of that spot. You see, I just ask that we would be mindful for these young folk out here and help them. And help them. Be an encouragement. Continue to be an encouragement to them. And I want to say, I can't wait to hear her voice. The missionary is on the way. I can't wait to hear her voice. God bless you all today.
Thank you. Thank you for those inspiring words. Thank you so much. All right. What's the weather like today and this week, Kimberly?
So, good morning again. It is currently 74. We have some clouds. Expect some scattered showers today. Some of you may have already experienced showers. We're going to have a high of 85 and a low of 59. tomorrow it will be mostly sunny with a high of 78 and a low of 56. On Tuesday it'll be sunny with a high of 83 and a low of 62. Hallelujah. On Wednesday we'll have more scattered showers with a high of 87 and a low of 65. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 91. Hallelujah. And a low of 71. On Friday, we'll have more scattered showers with a high of 90 and a low of 68. And on Saturday, we'll have more scattered showers with a high of 82 and a low of 61. Make sure you can take your umbrella this week, and that's the weather.
That is great.
I have a feeling this is going to be a hot summer. I mean, what we've been getting lately is what we expect in August. We haven't even got to July yet. And so I think it's going to be a hot August. By the time August gets here, it's going to be some people looking for fall and winter in a minute after we get some of these 90-degree days straight in a row. I think it's coming. I think it's coming. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got more of the Michael Van Tool Show and the Sunday morning team. We're looking for Missionary Humphrey to join us in a few minutes. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can out-service me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, Ram Insurance and Financial Services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones, from auto, home, life, and health, business, or retirement services. It's all about you.
At Ram Insurance and Financial Services, it's about relationships, not transactions.
Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you. Whether you're relocating to Michigan from another state or country, moving across town, upgrading, or downsizing, Brenda Davis from Century 21 Town and Country Real Estate can make it a smooth, hassle-free experience. Our award-winning offices and the outstanding personal service offered by Brenda Davis and her professional sales associates guide you through the maze of infinite details surrounding the purchase or sale of your home, helping you become familiar with a new area, finding the right home for your family, arranging financing, and settling in a timely fashion is our priority. Assuring that your relocation is a pleasant experience is our ultimate goal. Brenda Davis, an associate broker, is a 21-year career licensed realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, and a board member of the North Oakland County Board of Realtors. Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we are back. We had some difficulties earlier, but looks like things are smoothing out and it's we're back in shape. Good morning, Bishop Dr. Randall Smith. How are you, sir? Thanks for getting up early and listening to the show.
Uh-oh.
Are you there?
Technical difficulty.
You there? Yeah, I heard you call me out my name.
Oh, okay. I tried to be polite. I said, I even added a couple. I said, Reverend Doctor.
You see, you're still my big brother, and I still love you. Great morning to the great Sunday morning team. Love all of you.
Bless you, man.
Good morning.
You know, and, Bishop Randall Smith, I almost didn't get on this morning. I was a little worried there. Almost.
You
know,
you had
know,
to come forth.
But it looks like it's getting a little bit better. You know, I had tested positive a couple of weeks ago, and I don't think I took this thing too seriously. I'm feeling much better now. I have a couple, few of these home tests just to make sure. I've just kind of stayed home over the past week or so. But when I first got this, I don't think I took it seriously enough, and and it hung around, and I think, you know, they told me that I wasn't drinking enough water, wasn't having enough vitamin C, so I've been eating grapefruits and oranges, but you can't play with this thing. I had to kind of clear my schedule. I had to sit down.
Well, that was God sitting you down, brother.
Oh, wait. I beg to differ. And I, you know, some told me you wanted to say that. God don't need to give us no sickness in order to set us down. He just say, sit down.
Well, wait a minute. What I'm saying is.
Yeah, that's true.
When we are trying to overrule and override our bodies, yeah. I know what I was saying because it just happened to me recently. I was doing this, that, and the third. My feet swelled up so bad. And so, again, I said, now, Lord, what is this about? He said, either you're going to listen to your body and listen to me, or there's another option. Well, we wasn't going to go for that third option. So I've been taking, apple cider vinegar. I'm going to physical therapy. Well, I'm turning that thing around. So, Vantu, you're doing the right thing, bro, getting it together, because you still got work to do.
Yeah, I went to 5 events. I thought I was better last weekend. So I went to 2 churches, and I went to 3 outdoor picnics. And when I came home Sunday night, I felt worse than ever. And I had to pick up the phone, and I started calling people, and I started canceling appointments. And I ended up just staying home all week. It's the first time I've done this in a long time. But, your body will tell you. Yes, Chaplain, you're right. I mean, one way or another, your body will send you signals that it's time to take a break and it's time to slow down. And not only that, it's time to stop. And I got the message, it's time for me to stop. And I wasn't taking this seriously enough. And
God won't put us in a car accident until you need your tires changed. He won't do that. God won't do that. You know that.
But what I will say, Michael, we know that disease or dis-ease, you know, because that's what disease is, the dis-ease in your body somewhere, we know that it doesn't come from God, but he allows it. So if he allows it, there is purpose in it. And maybe that's what the Reverend Doctor is trying to say. Like there is purpose in it. Because God allowed it, even though we know that it doesn't come from him, he allows it to happen. Just like with Job, you know, he was messed up, boils and all that. And we know that it didn't come from God, but God allowed it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. Amen. You know, I can tell it was one of those mornings, not only with me, but I notice now even Missionary Humphrey has not been able to call in this morning yet. You know, so, you know, the devil's still at work. He's still trying to thwart things and stop things from happening. But you know what? We're gonna keep on keeping on. I'm telling you, we're gonna keep on in spite, even though in spite of, you know. And I think this may be our lesson this morning. That
amen.
Just because you see something, you know, some people see something, it starts raining, it starts sprinkling, and they look out the window and it starts sprinkling and they start changing their, you know, oh no, it's getting ready to rain. Well, we're going to have to cancel everything today. We ain't going to do nothing today. I don't think it's, you know, I don't think God wants us to have this thing today. So, because it's starting to rain right now. You can't make those little judgment calls.
That's right.
Sometimes I think it's just put there to see if you really want it or not. If you really want to be, if you really want God's gifts, if you really want something to happen, if you really want something, I think God just puts something there just to see. And if you give up right away, sometimes I think that's you're telling him that, you know, that's okay, thanks anyway, but
right.
No, I don't want that, you know. I don't want that blessing. I don't want that help from you today. That's okay, you know, but I'm telling you, when you do stuff like that, you know, God just moves around you, and chooses somebody else. Let me be careful not to step on to, because there's some, like I said, there's some ministers here on the line now, and I don't want to go out the line. But he'll go around you, under you, over you, through you.
Yes, right.
And pass that blessing on to somebody else. Choose somebody else. If you don't do it, you know, then God has something for you. He don't spend too much time begging you to for the blessing. He don't beg you to take the blessing and for the help. There's so many other people waiting because you probably don't even deserve it in the first place. I wrote a poem a while back called Why Do I? I still think to this day, I don't know why God gave me all the things that he or did all the things that he have. I didn't do anything great to deserve anything like this. You know, the poem is about a little child sitting in a chair in the dust in Nigeria. And how come I wasn't born sitting in that chair? No food around, you know, Somalia, starving, flies all in my face. How come it was not me that was sitting on the ground in a hut somewhere in Somalia with warlords coming in a pickup truck with machine guns to shoot up the village and burn it? Let me stop.
Yeah,
you out there, bro. You can forget it. You out there, man.
That's right.
There's nothing that I did. There's nothing that we did. How come we were born in this country, the richest country in the world, the strongest country in the world? We have everything we want. What is it? Did I do something great when I was born, when I was little? That God thought that, you know, he would do this for me.
Your name is Michael.
I didn't do anything. I didn't do a thing. And it's just his mercy and his grace
There you go. I'm preaching.
That he gave it and does anything for me. I'm so thankful right now. I thought about some of the things I had to give up this week, and I stopped. I came out in my backyard, sat down. I didn't have anything to complain about. I didn't have nothing to complain about because I wasn't missing out on anything. Even with the things that I was giving up, I still had more than any that I could ever ask or dream those. I can't complain to God about anything. When I start to complain, I always catch myself when I start to complain. You know, we're human beings, and I catch myself, and then I stop because he's done so much for me already in my life. I looked the other day and I saw about a child that was at Children's Hospital in Detroit and all the chemotherapy that they were going through. The kid lost their hair. They had to keep going through all these surgeries. They throw up and all this stuff. And I'm like, I don't have to go through that. And why did God choose me not to have to deal with that? I'm just grateful. I'm just thankful to be alive this morning.
Amen.
Because your name is Michael.
Your name is Michael. Everyone on this present, on this Sunday morning team was brought together for a purpose. The prophetic gifts and the anointings will start flowing from this day forward. I'm not nobody's prophet. I'm just saying. So, be it as it may, it shall be done. Van Tool, it's your day to go forth, sir.
Well,
you'll go national.
Well, I saw, you know, even though we had some difficulties, technical difficulties this morning, that's nothing compared to what other people have to go through. Do you know how many people in Detroit have to deal with a loved one who was shot and killed? How many, you know, we see it on the news at 11 o'clock tonight, and we won't hear about it again. But those families have to deal with this over and over again forever. They're always going to be missing their loved one. It's not just the 11 o'clock news anymore. It's their life, you know. I think that's what the lesson is today. You know, there's a different lesson every day, and we don't sometimes. You may be prepared a little bit. We may prepare some things, but some things just come along. And today, you know, I could complain and be upset because the show didn't have a smooth start. But people are facing so many other issues these days. I just thank God that I'm alive, that I'm healthy. And I thank God for what he has done and for what he's doing. I'm just grateful for what God is doing right now. That's how.
Amen.
That's my testimony this morning.
Amen.
You know,
and somebody needed to hear that.
Yes, yes. Wasn't that the Clark sisters that sung that song that says, "Oh, he keeps doing great things for me"? I went at them. They sung that song. He keeps doing.
That was tested here, but you're on the right road.
Oh, amen. Right, well, I'm just trying to be, but when that's a powerful song, because Mike, when you said what you said, you see that God, in spite of whatever, even the technical difficulties at this moment, he still keep doing great things. And that's what we do. What God does for us, we can voice that and share that with the world and let them know that what he does for me, he'll do it the same for you too. I wish I had more help on him. You see,
right.
I want to share that with you, man. God will do it for me, you, and even your goldfish. Amen.
And I hope that when people listen to the show this morning, I hope they have the wherewithal and the determination to continue to listen. Because if you listen past the interruption this morning when we first started, and you get to this point, that's what God wanted you to hear. And that's what the enemy didn't want. He didn't want people to hear this message today.
Right.
He didn't want people to hear this. It's about being grateful and realizing that even if something goes wrong, what are you complaining about?
Thank God
and keep on moving. Keep on keeping on.
Right.
That you have, God has done so much for you already. He's done more for you now than he has done for many other people.
That's right.
For you.
So I run with purpose in every step. Mm. I am not just shadow boxing. That's 1 Corinthians 9:26. We run in purpose. And sometimes, Michael, when you talked about being sat down, and I understand, and as Christy and as Bishop Kathy and Reverend Dr. Randall Smith, I'm sorry, brother, to call you out your name. I just, I wanted to get on the train, too. But we have to remember to keep our focus on God. And no matter what happens, life has trials. We had technical difficulties this morning. You have events that get rained out. What do? You schedule a rain day, and you move on to the next thing. But you continue to keep your focus on so that you can achieve that purpose in God.
Let me add this to you. I love that, too. That was right there. But let me give you this. Peter did not sink while he was in the water because he was on the water. I wish I had some help in here. He
didn't sink because
even though he was on the water and had took some steps, the turbine came. There was something came in his mouth. And then he took his eyes off the very one that had him on top of the water. I wish I had some help over here. Y'all not saying nothing. You see?
Amen.
So what you did, Mike, when the technical difficulty came, even though you declared that if it kept going, we must move forward, God said, no, stand on your faith and watch me lift you up out of this water, and you'll still be able to walk on the surface of it, man. So that's what you did, and that's exactly what the mind of the devil didn't want. He didn't want that to be out, that no matter what it is, you hang on in there. Don't give up. Declare, decree, God is going to see me through what the Bible says in Hebrews 11:1. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things. I wish I had some help on here. The evidence of things not seen.
Yes.
So I thank God for that, man. I thank God that you delivered to the world, amen, the word today. You delivered it today. You delivered the word by hanging on in there, by staying on regardless. Amen.
Amen, yes. Because
one last thought, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said God, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you hope in your latter end. That's Jeremiah 29.
Or she preaching today. She preaching today.
Right today.
The King James Version says an
expected end. So
that's right.
God has a plan for each and every one of us. And I wanted to say that his grace is sufficient for us. And I just wanted to add, I know that Michael was saying, he's thankful for his grace and his mercy. But, I mean, his grace and his mercy, it is real. And so somebody that's listening today, needs to know and understand that even though they may be facing a life battle or what they would consider a life crisis, because there's such a full array of things that we go through. And today it may be a technical thing,
But someone is battling cancer. Someone is battling coronavirus. Someone is battling high blood pressure. Someone is battling suicide. Someone is battling health conditions, and they don't know how to overcome. Someone is battling mental issues. But you have to know that whatever state you're in, His grace is sufficient for you.
Yeah.
And if you make up your mind that you're going to just stay steadfast and figure out a way through it, He will help you through it. It doesn't matter what it is. And that's why He went to the cross, not just to save your soul, but He's come that you might have life, and that you might have life abundantly. So that means every intricate detail of your life, He knows, He understands, and He cares about, because when He was on the earth, He experienced it Himself. And if He overcame, we can overcome. So His grace is sufficient for you today.
Yes, you
Amen.
Yes, that is so true. And I'm anxious to find out, too, if there was some issues with some of the callers calling in, too. But you know what? I'm hoping that if people will be able to listen, listen to the program, listen online this week, and listen to the replay all week long to catch up from if they weren't able to get onto the program today. I really appreciate you all, and I'm just looking forward to a really nice day today. I one thing that I've learned this week is that I think I had too many things on my schedule, meaning my daily schedule, every day. I had too many things going on. And I had to start letting some of those things go that was making me too busy. I was too busy. My sister sent me an email the other day, and I didn't even see it. And it was a memorial service for my dad that I had missed. I have not been able to go and visit her as much because I always have things on my schedule. So, you know, this year I felt very confident about my schedule. You know, I had got a new assistant, Joyce, working with me. And since she's been there, I've been a lot more organized. So I started agreeing to participate or join a number of new initiatives. And that was a mistake. Just because she was there, she was sent there to help me get things together, to get it organized, and to, but not to taking on new, more and more projects. And so what this health issue has caused me to rethink now, I don't need to make myself so busy. And I started canceling out a lot of those things that made me busy to focus more time on my family and to not be so busy all the time. So I'm learning about some things like that, and you know, these type of things cause you to think about what's going on in your life. And I think that's what I did. I started to think about me and my life and how many things I'm doing, how busy am I, is it keeping me from my spending time with my immediate family, my extended family. And I realized that, you know, what's important is your family.
Absolutely.
And I don't think I have been giving my family enough time because I've been so busy. Like I said, last weekend I went to 3 outdoor affairs and 2 churches, and it was all because I was working for candidates and things like that. Were, you know, that's a lot. That's a lot to do on a weekend. So you know, we just have to start to, when things happen, you have to. They happen for a reason. And you have to stop and take inventory and see what is the message? What is God trying to tell you when things happen? Because that's how he talks to you. He talks to you through things, events, and situations. And you have to listen for his voice.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're so busy, we hear, we're not paying attention, and sometimes we hear the wrong voice.
Mm-hmm.
We hear the wrong message.
That's right.
We've got so much noise and confusion and disruptions every day that we don't hear God speaking. You hear a lot
mm-hmm.
of noise. And once
yeah.
you slow down, I think I've told you all before that the time that I pray best and meditate is late at night because it's quiet. I tried
mm-hmm.
doing that during one morning. I got up and it was so noisy. The trash truck came down the street. The dumpster, they banged the dumpster down in the alley. I heard airplanes flying into Metro. You know, I'm near Telegraph, so the planes come across Telegraph. You hear sirens, police, EMS, people knocking at your door, trying to sell you stuff. And I realize I can't have a conversation with God right now. It's too much going on. It's too noisy. It's too loud. So I have my talk at night when it's quiet, because that's when God can reach you, because he can't talk to you with all this confusion and disruption and noise and distraction and the TV and radio, all that noise.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps you from hearing God's voice, from what he's trying to tell you. Like the movie says, God's trying to tell you something. So he tries to tell you through things, through events.
Let me stop.
Amen.
I went way over crossing the line today.
This was the message that was needed.
But I thought you guys were the only ones trying to encourage me to keep talking, but I got a really nice letter the other day, and then I'll wrap things up. I got a really nice letter the other day from someone that heard one of my little Sunday school messages, and it was very encouraging, and I need to print that out. I need to save it and print it. And out of all the times that I've been on the radio, do you know when I started the Sunday school stuff, I got more feedback than in any other time? In the past few weeks, I got more feedback than I have had over the last few years. It's just very, very interesting, and it is encouraging, and, you know, I'm going to try to keep doing what God put me here to do, because he didn't put me here for no reason at all, didn't put me on radio, podcasts, and all this stuff for no reason. There's a reason why. All right, Sunday morning team. I want to thank those who are listening, and thanks for hanging in there and getting through our staggered stutters start this morning and making it through, because there's a lesson here. There was a lesson. There was a reason why. And there was a message here for somebody this morning. So I hope that it reaches somebody. And like I said before, the last time I did a show for Sunday School on the Praise Network, I encouraged people to send in and tell me what they think. And they, you know what? They have. They've been reaching me. So I'm saying it again today, that those of you who are listening, send me something. I'm on Facebook. I'm all of them. LinkedIn, Facebook. I've got 3 Facebook pages. Go ahead and just send it. It's Michael Vantull, Vantull. My email is jazzpoetmichael@gmail.com. jazzpoetmichael@gmail.com. Sunday morning team, thank you very much. Have a blessed and wonderful day today. And thanks for getting up and joining, and thank you for being a part of this important program this morning.
Amen.
Let me just go by around each person and just get one more message from each of you before you go. Chaplain Kathy, what's on your heart before we sign off this morning?
I'd say to you, just hold on to God's unchanging hand. No matter what you're doing, never let God's hand go. God bless you all today.
Great, great. Evangelist Christy Laster.
Well, before we go, I'll say keep pushing. You're going to experience technicalities, technical difficulties in this thing we call life. But let's keep pushing and know that God has an expected end for each and every one of us. God bless you.
Ministers, thanks. Minister Smith is still on. Minister Smith, got any parting words?
It's not what it looks like.
All right.
What had to happen did happen so that it could happen. That is.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Smith. Wow. That's great. All right. Hey, bring it. Bring it. Bring it. All right, Evangelist. No, Chris. Kimberly. Kimberly. I'm sorry. Kimberly. Evangelist Kimberly.
Okay, there you go.
Evangelist Kimberly.
So I'm going to use something Christy said, because I heard the Holy Spirit say, push. Pray until something happens. Pray until something happens. Push.
Wow.
Keep pushing. Keep your focus on God. Things happen the way they're supposed to happen, and God is always, always with us. Have a great week.
All right.
Great. All right. All right. Thank you, guys. We're going to close out. I'm just going to play one of my poems. It's almost like a benediction. It's about God's awesome power. And that's how we're going to wrap it up today. Have a great day, everybody. God bless you. God loves you. Talk to you soon.
My finite mind cannot understand the origin of his goodness. He's a great and mystifying host. Here before time, a magnificent, encompassing, all-knowing, all-seeing, powerful creator, moving about in goodness and in love and in strength. And with the power of suggestion, he created this world, and at the command of his voice, because the things we see out of mere thoughts so that the things we see are made out of things we cannot see. And he is everlasting. And he is everlasting. And he is everlasting. And he is everlasting. And he created every living thing. And he created you, and he created me. For God so loved the world that he gave us his very being.
Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening. Everything is going to be all right. Hold your head.